Kilo for a human alpha for monitoring.
W8VD. W8VD. N8WRO from W8VD. W8VD.
N8WRO, statewide one. Wally, Sean's coming over here.
Yeah, I can hit here.
Hello, Walter. How are you? Coming back from, was it Lansing?
Yeah, I'm coming back from Lansing. I'm east of Lapeer right now. I could hear you guys, but I couldn't get it. So, and also, too, the static level was pretty high. So, you know, I tried once and it didn't pop. So I figured, okay, I'm letting it go. But as I get farther east, I should be able to go back. But, yeah, we went, actually not really Lansing. Went to Ovid and St. John's. Had breakfast in St. John's with my daughter and her husband. Went to the grade school kindergarten for Grandparents' Day in Ovid, and that was the first time I've ever really been in downtown St. John's, and that's kind of a nice town.
Go ahead, Sean, now that you guys talk, I'll be on the side here.
Okay. Yeah, St. John's, I've been, I think I've been out there, but it's been a long time, and I don't recall. Is that the one that's like Twin Cities with Benton Harbor, kind of, sort of?
Nah, I think it's north of Lansing, maybe 20 miles or something like that. It was north of 69 for sure, probably about 5, 10 miles north of 69, before the 69 starts diving down into Lansing. Yeah, it's a nice town. It kind of looked like a touristy town, but it wasn't. It looked real old school. It was nice, great breakfast, and went to some chocolate place and bringing back some homemade chocolates. What else did we do there? Oh, and then, of course, the grandkids thing, you know, that was Grandparents' Day, and, oh, that was a tremendous success for that school. I mean, we had to park in the parking lot next door. I mean, I was really impressed on how many grandparents showed up.
All right. Well, I was way off. I could have swore St. John's by Benton Harbor. Out there in the, you know, closer to Pawpaw and all that. You're saying it's north of Lansing. Boy, I'm way off base. Oh, well. Well, good deal. Sounds a nice day to travel to, so can't beat that. I'm on my way to one of my sites at 23 in Van Dyke. Got to meet a potential co-location client at one of my sites and a little site walk and then some lunch and then probably finish out from home. So, all good.
Yeah, very good. You're thinking of St. Joe. St. Joe is over there. St. Joe, Benton Harbor, out back. That's out there by the Pawpaw area, west another 20 miles or so, heading towards Indiana. I'll bet you're thinking of St. Joe. St. John's is, like I said, just north of Lansing. Maybe, I have to Google it by the map, but I'm going to say 10, 20 miles. Not that run, but it definitely turns rural, small town. And it was pleasant. We had a great time.
There are two non-amateur, valid amateur call sign plates right next to me. AA9BDU and AA6CUA. Huh. Well, if Michigan's going to be giving those out, I hope they don't give out the AA8s. You know, so they're going to be robbing somebody of their amateur call sign plate. What would happen if they did that? I digress.
Yeah, that's right. That's a vanity plate, then there would be two of them. How would that work? Huh. I wonder. That's weird. If I was, I went to the nitrogen doctor yesterday. And she froze my bald head. There was another guy in there that was a ham. I forget what it was called. He was K-8 something. And I chatted with him for a little while in the waiting room. Older than us, maybe about 10, 15 years. It was a nice conversation, but he said he spends all his time on the HF stuff, which was kind of cool. It was neat to talk to him. Says he doesn't go to VHF, doesn't go to UHF. I asked him where he hung out. I didn't recognize the call sign, but he had a jacket with his call sign on it. So I think his name was Roy, R-O-Y.
There's actually a lot more guys like that than you think. A lot of guys have no use for VHF and UHF. They think it's, you know, they think it's just play radio. That real radio is HF, but, you know, that's an old, that's like the guys that don't like digital and all that stuff. But I get it. You know, for the longest time, you know, that's where all the techs were, and, you know, and all the guys with real privileges had HF, right? So, you know, that was born of that, I think. And there's a lot more guys that are like that than you would think. And some just don't have any use for the, you know, this kind of idle chit-chat that we do up here. You know, they're more about making contacts, and it's all about HF and stuff like that. You might find those guys on weak signal, you know, VHF, UHF, all mode, but you're not going to find them on the FM or repeaters at all. So, not unusual is all I'm saying, really.
Another thing you were chatting about that I didn't understand, I acted like I did, but I didn't understand, on WAD. Maybe you can help me with this. He was talking about some sort of satellite thing that has been down for 20-plus years, but now it's kind of come back to life because when the sun hits it, the solar panel makes it work. And apparently it's got some bad batteries. What's he talking about there, if you know?
Well, I don't know specifically, but something in my memory tells me. There was like AMSAT, you know, there's Oscar or something like that. Was a famous satellite, which was up there years ago, and one of them I remember, you know, DO8, and it's probably that, you know, there was one, like you said, there's one of the amateur satellites, one of the early ones that you think stopped working, and, you know, if it's just a battery thing, and when the sun shines on it just so and just right, you can use it, then, well, that makes it fun, because now you gotta work not only the satellite, but you know, its geosync position, but you gotta also work its solar position.
Yeah, he was talking to me about that. I was telling him about Captain Don. You know, I said he talks to the spacecraft a lot. You know, and with me, he asked me how that worked, and I says I think it's VHF up or UHF up, VHF down. I says, and he just does it with a simple handy talking to Yagi, and he says he was going to look into that. So he was into that, and he was more talking about, you know, that older satellite stuff, which was fine. You know, that's the neat thing about this whole radio hobby is that everybody's got some aspect of it they like. And I think your assessment there is, yeah, he doesn't like talking on CB. Tim, let you in if you want. Maybe you know about that old satellite.
Since
you're our age. Go ahead. If not, back to Sean.
I looked it up while you guys were talking. It's Oscar 7. And Oscar 7 was launched in 1974. So I will date myself. I'd be 14 years old when it went up. But it did become reactive again, I guess. Like, along the lines like you were saying, Wally. NAWRO, over to Sean.
Yeah, there you go. I remember hearing something in one of the Oscars. The Oscars were the original amateur satellite, AMSAT satellites. And I vaguely remember hearing Oscar went down. So, there you go. That wasn't it like Voyager? Wasn't Voyager like not sending stuff back and then it came back to life? Or one of them famous probes of ours still sending data back and it's beyond the solar system out of the Oort cloud now? Crazy.
WAVD. Yeah, he said it was only active when the sun was hitting it. So my guess is probably back then the battery technology was probably nickel cadmium or something like that. So I'm sure those have long expired. And I'm sure nobody's going to go up there and try to chase it and fix it. So in the solar panel, you know, I'm thinking that that's going to probably last for a long time. What else do you read up on it? And how do we get it?
Well, it doesn't clarify. This is like AI talking here, you know, when you Google something. But Oscar 7's ability to function, it's considered one of those zombie satellites that come back to life. And the same thing, you're right, it is NiCad batteries. So
It doesn't really say much more than that. 2 meters and 10 meter communication mode. John?
Ooh, 2 meter and 10 meter. That's sexy. Cool. That'd be interesting. Boy, you got to get Captain Don on that one. That one'd be fun. Of course, you're not going to do that with an HD. Well, maybe. There's some HDs that'll receive on 10. I don't know if it's up on 10, down, probably down on 10. I don't know. Very cool. But I'm actually kind of curious about that one, though.
I did overhear the guy's birthday. He was born in the later 40s, so, you know, that would place him older than us. But, you know, it was an interesting conversation, and it caught my ear. And I thought, okay, you know, you're talking about HF and all this other stuff, and now you don't like, you know, our stuff, because I said, where do you hang out? And he kind of, like, gave that old shrug, like, you know, I ain't going there. So, which is fine. It's great. You know, no right, no wrong here. And then it was interesting. So you probably hear more from Captain Don than I do, because he's usually on quarters when I'm not around. So you could give him that little tidbit of information, John. I can say I participated with something that was different, old but different. Jim, go ahead. I'm in Memphis, by the way. I might switch back to the you guys want to KSY back to the FBI, because I can hit that now for sure.
Yeah, that works fine. But what tower are you on right now, just out of curiosity? Is you still on Burnside?
Believe it or not, I'm on Clemens.
All right. KSY FBI, if you'd like. NAWRO.
Sean, to see you back in the FBI. WVU.
LVU-AFU.
KZKU monitoring.
KYMU
monitoring.
YMU.
WVD. Hey, Wally, what's up?
Not much. Just heard you there, thought I'd say hi. Thursday's yes, Friday's no for me.
Okay, yeah, not a problem. I understand sometimes multiple meetings get to be much, but yeah, not a problem.
Yeah, also. John was talking about meeting with like Thursday to Portillo's beforehand. You guys want to go there? Because I think Sean was going to attend Thursday's meeting.
Okay. Yeah, we might do that. Just depends on what's going on that date. My wife's birthday is tomorrow, so plan on taking her out tomorrow and whatever she wanted to do Thursday morning. So, well, I'll be there at the meeting for sure. So,
well, if you had enough of time, you know, you could just meet with us and drink a pop or something. You know, I have a soda pop or something. Whatever works. Just let you know that it's nothing right now in ink. It's just pencil.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good. Sounds good. I might do that then. I like Portillo's, and that sounds like a good deal.
Very good. Okay. How did your radio work up north?
The P25 worked pretty decent. DMR not so much. I couldn't even hit the Morley. I couldn't hit the Morley site. We were just north of Morley there in Reed City, and I couldn't even hit it.
All right, well, that's important to me. Let me look at the code plug and make sure I didn't make a mistake. All it takes is one digit, and things don't work.
I don't think it was you, because even my dad's radio couldn't even hit it, and he's got a taller whip, so.
I thought we were doing National Coney Island on Thursday.
Well, I just locked the dog outside. Just turn around.
Oh, girl.
Anyways, I'll keep it updated. You working tomorrow?
No, I'm off tomorrow, and actually through the rest of the week. I took a personal day Thursday, so I have the whole week off, so I don't go back until Tuesday next week.
Very good. Okay. We shall chat soon. I got a roll. You have a good evening. Idiot NYU from WAPD.
Sounds good there, Wally. Have a good night. We'll talk here soon. Hey, Tom, you still out there?
Yes, sir, I am. Hey, Wally, after I just talked to you on P25 not too long ago. Hey, KJ, yeah, how's it going, Dave? You off today, or you're just finishing out the day before you go on vacation? Nobody wanted to dance. It sounds like my Christmas party.
There wasn't any music to dance to. It was bad. It was like, I looked at Leo, I'm like, all right, let's get going. There's nothing to do. Let's roll this popsicle stand.
Yeah, Melissa and I went to a wedding probably about a month or so ago, and it was pretty cool. There's some heartfelt moments there and a couple tears shed, but we left before the dancing, you know, because we had like an hour drive. You know, we had to go to Grand Blanc, and that takes a bit, that just takes its toll on me sometimes.
Yeah, this wedding was out in Reed City. It's just south of Cadillac there between Big Rapids and Cadillac. And, man, it was just like a snoozer, waste of time. The ceremony was nice. You know, a lot of nice things with the ceremony. Just the reception was just like, just so you can take a nap or something like that. That's how boring it was.
Oh, that sounds stressful. Spend all the time out there, and if you know you want to take a nap, be right back. See if you can, Joe.
Jeffy, why didn't you stand by?
Where'd you go, John? WV. Yeah, I'll probably be out, but I'm going to go to the kids in town. I'm just driving there a little bit.
Oh, say that again, Wally. I had it turned on for a second. Go ahead. Here's your kid, Joe.
No big deal. I was just going to, if I'm not here, I'll be out in New Baltimore with the kids. Nothing else. That's all. So, is Dave still here?
Yeah, I'm here. Just heading north, trying to get home.
Is it one of these?
Yeah, people are kind of nuts. We had about four accidents within a 15-20 minute period. It was that bad today.
Wow. Did you watch that movie yet that I told you about? Not very good. Those boys on the other side of the state today had a rescue. Should be fine. Some smoke inhalation, things like that. But the fireman got there. It's actually my best buddy's son. Got there before the trucks did, and he went in without any air packs and stuff. He got smoked, and she got smoked, but they got her out. They cut a hole in the wall. That's how fast this thing got ahead of them.
Oh, and these new buildings, they go up real fast, and it's like the old style buildings that take a little bit for them to go up, but these new constructions, they go up too fast.
Yeah, well, he had his radio with him, so he was able to tell everybody where he was at, and they were able to cut a hole real quick and so they could get their heads out the windows, and they cut a bigger hole and got him out. So turned out good, I guess. So good for them.
Yeah, good save. Definitely a good year as well, catching it, you know.
Yeah, rule number one, never beat the fire truck.
Right. And did you hear that shooting that happened this morning up there in Macomb Township?
I thought I saw something about it on Facebook a little bit. I didn't read it, though. What was it all?
This guy got out of his car and started shooting at this other guy. This other guy, the victim, had a gun and started shooting back, and the assailant took off and went down 24 mile road, and the other guy only got, I think he got shot in the arm. Nothing serious, but I guess could potentially be two gas station owners going at it.
Oh boy. So it wasn't road rage, it was they knew each other before the type thing. Not that that's any better or justifies it, but hey. Did you guys get dispatched any of that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I heard it go out on the radio, and then I'm like, watch, we're going to get called for this. And sure enough, we did. We ended up sending one rig on it, but at least it happens to be quite another day.
Wow. All right. I'm out. I'm looking for a parking spot, so you have a great evening. W8B. New Baltimore. Oh, okay. Save the parking spot for me.
All righty, Wally. Have a good one. We'll talk to you soon. I'm almost home myself, so enjoy your evening. 73 CF. This is KYNU.
Don't forget the pencil Thursday early. Later.
Everything. For sure. I'll make sure that happens.
MAX3Q, listening on Statewide 1.